Welcome to the Daily Archive radio station, brought you by Hung Tru from the University of Toronto and Hong Yuan Mei from TTI Chicago. You are listening to the robotics category of June 30, 2023. Do you know that the electric chair was invented by a dentist? Today's archive star of robotics goes to Joydeep Biswas, Simeon Adebola, and Ken Goldberg for publishing two papers in a single day. Today we have selected 11 papers out of 20 submissions. Now let's hear paper number 1. This paper was selected because it is authored by Li Feifei, Professor of Computer Science, Stanford University.
Paper title:
Dynamic Resolution Model Learning for Object Pile Manipulation.
Authored by
Yixuan Wang, Yunshu Li, Catherine Driggs Campbell, Li Feifei, and Jiajun Wu.
Paper abstract:
Dynamics models learned from visual observations have shown to be effective in various robotic manipulation tasks. One of the key questions for learning such dynamics models is what scene representation to use. Prior works typically assume representation at a fixed dimension or resolution, which may be inefficient for simple tasks and ineffective for more complicated tasks. In this work, we investigate how to learn dynamic and adaptive representations at different levels of abstraction to achieve the optimal trade-off between efficiency and effectiveness. Specifically, we construct dynamic resolution particle representations of the environment and learn a unified dynamics model using graph neural networks, GNNs, that allows continuous selection of the abstraction level. During test time, the agent can adaptively determine the optimal resolution at each model predictive control, MPC, step. We evaluate our method in object pile manipulation, a task we commonly encounter in cooking, agriculture, manufacturing, and pharmaceutical applications. Through comprehensive evaluations both in the simulation and the real world, we show that our method achieves significantly better performance than state-of-the-art fixed resolution baselines at the gathering, sorting, and redistribution of granular object piles made with various instances like coffee beans, almonds, corn, etc.
Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 2. This paper was selected because it is authored by Fei Xia, Associate Professor of Linguistics, University of Washington. Alexander Alahi, Assistant Professor, EPFL. Jonathan P. Howe, Richard C. McLaurin, Professor of Aerospace Engineering, Massachusetts Institute of. Peter Stone, Professor of Computer Science, the University of Texas at Austin. And Alexander Toshev, Google.
Paper title:
Principles and Guidelines for Evaluating Social Robot Navigation Algorithms.
Authored by
Anthony Francis, Claudia Perez Darpino, Chengshu Li, Fei Xia, Alexander Alahi, Rashid Alami, Aniket Bera, Abhijat Biswas, Joydeep Biswas, Rohan Chandra, Hao Tian Louis Chiang, Michael Everett, Soon Ha, Justin Hart, Jonathan P. Hao, Haresh Karnan, Song Wei Edward Lee, Luis J. Monso, Royt Merksey, Soren Perk, Funny Teha Singamanani, Peter Stone, 16, Ada V. Taylor, Peter Troutman, Nathan Soy, Marinal Vasquez, Zueshu Xiao, Peng Shu, Naoki Yokoyama, Alexander Toshev, Roberto Martin Martin, 2, NVIDI, 3, Stanford, 4, Google, 5, EPF, 6, Purdue, 7, CM, 8, UT Austin, 9, ME, 10, Northeaster, 11, Georgia Tech, 12, ASTO, 13, Bar Ila, 14, Adab, 15, Law's Corner, Université de Toulouse, 16, Sony A, 17, Haunt, 18, YAL, 19, GM, and 20, Apple.
Paper abstract:
A major challenge to deploying robots widely is navigation in human-populated environments, commonly referred to as social robot navigation. While the field of social navigation has advanced tremendously in recent years, the fair evaluation of algorithms that tackle social navigation remains hard because it involves not just robotic agents moving in static environments but also dynamic human agents and their perceptions of the appropriateness of robot behavior. In contrast, clear, repeatable, and accessible benchmarks have accelerated progress in fields like computer vision, natural language processing and traditional robot navigation by enabling researchers to fairly compare algorithms, revealing limitations of existing solutions and illuminating promising new directions. We believe the same approach can benefit social navigation. In this paper, we pave the road towards common, widely accessible, and repeatable benchmarking criteria to evaluate social robot navigation.
Our contributions include: A definition of a socially navigating robot is one that respects the principles of safety, comfort, legibility, politeness, social competency, agent understanding, proactivity, and responsiveness to context. B. Guidelines for the use of metrics, development of scenarios, benchmarks, datasets, and simulators to evaluate social navigation. And C. A design of a social navigation metrics framework to make it easier to compare results from different simulators, robots, and datasets.
This is absolutely fantastic. Now let's hear paper number 3. This paper was selected because it is authored by Ken Goldberg, Professor, UC Berkeley and UCSF.
Paper title:
Can Machines Garden? Systematically Comparing the Alpha Garden versus Professional Horticulturalists.
Authored by
Simeon Adebola, Rishi Parikh, Mark Preston, Setvik Sharma, Shrey Aaron, Anant Rao, Sandeep Mukherjee, Thompson Chu, Christina Wistrom, Eugene Salo Zhao, and Ken Goldberg.
Paper abstract:
The Alpha Garden is an automated testbed for indoor polyculture farming which combines a first-order plant simulator, a gantry robot, a seed planting algorithm, plant phenotyping and tracking algorithms, irrigation sensors and algorithms, and custom pruning tools and algorithms. In this paper, we systematically compare the performance of the Alpha Garden to professional horticulturalists on the staff of the UC Berkeley Oxford Tract Greenhouse. The humans and the machine tend side-by-side polyculture gardens with the same seed arrangement. We compare performance in terms of canopy coverage, plant diversity, and water consumption. Results from two 60-day cycles suggest that the automated Alpha Garden performs comparably to professional horticulturalists in terms of coverage and diversity, and reduces water consumption by as much as 44%. Code, videos, and datasets are available at sites.google.com/berkeley.edu/systematic comparison.
Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 4. This paper was selected because it is authored by Ken Goldberg, Professor, UC Berkeley and UCSF.
Paper title:
Fogros 2SGC, a ROS2 Cloud Robotics Platform for Secure Global Connectivity.
Authored by
Kaiyuan Chen, Ryan Hoke, Karthik Dharmarajan, Edith Lontop, Simeon Adebola, Jeffrey Ignowski, John Kubiatowicz, and Ken Goldberg.
Paper abstract:
The robot operating system, ROS2, is the most widely used software platform for building robotics applications. Fogros 2 extends ROS2 to allow robots to access cloud computing on demand. However, ROS2 and Fogros 2 assume that all robots are locally connected and that each robot has full access and control of the other robots. With applications like distributed multi-robot systems, remote robot control, and mobile robots, robotics increasingly involves the global internet and complex trust management. Existing approaches for connecting disjoint ROS2 networks lack key features such as security, compatibility, efficiency, and ease of use. We introduce Fogros 2 SGC, an extension of Fogros 2 that can effectively connect robot systems across different physical locations, networks, and Data Distribution Services, DDS. With globally unique and location-independent identifiers, Fogros 2SGC securely and efficiently routes data between robotics components around the globe. Fogros 2SGC is agnostic to the ROS2 distribution and configuration, is compatible with non-ROS2 software, and seamlessly extends existing ROS2 applications without any code modification. Experiments suggest Fogros 2SGC is 19x faster than Rosebridge, a ROS2 package with comparable features, but lacking security. We also apply Fogros 2SGC to four robots and compute nodes that are 3,600 kilometers apart. Videos and code are available on the project website sites.google.com/view/Fogros2SGC.
What an interesting paper. Now let's hear paper number 5. This paper was selected because it is authored by Andreas Geiger, Professor of Computer Science, University of Tübingen at MPIS.
Paper title:
End-to-End Autonomous Driving, Challenges and Frontiers.
Authored by
Li Chen, Pengao Wu, Kasyap Chitta, Bernhard Jaeger, Andreas Geiger, and Hongyang Li.
Paper abstract:
The autonomous driving community has witnessed a rapid growth in approaches that embrace an end-to-end algorithm framework, utilizing raw sensor input to generate vehicle motion plans, instead of concentrating on individual tasks such as detection and motion prediction. End-to-end systems, in comparison to modular pipelines, benefit from joint feature optimization for perception and planning. This field has flourished due to the availability of large-scale datasets, closed-loop evaluation, and the increasing need for autonomous driving algorithms to perform effectively in challenging scenarios. In this survey, we provide a comprehensive analysis of more than 250 papers, covering the motivation, roadmap, methodology, challenges, and future trends in end-to-end autonomous driving. We delve into several critical challenges, including multimodality, interpretability, causal confusion, robustness, and world models, amongst others. Additionally, we discuss current advancements in foundation models and visual pre-training, as well as how to incorporate these techniques within the end-to-end driving framework. To facilitate future research, we maintain an active repository that contains up-to-date links to relevant literature and open-source projects at github.com/open/drive/lab/end-to-end-autonomous-driving.
I think this is a cool paper. What do you think? Now let's hear paper number 6. This paper was selected because it is authored by Michael Felsberg, Professor of Computer Vision, Linköping University.
Paper title:
End-to-End Reinforcement Learning for Online Coverage Path Planning in Unknown Environments.
Authored by
Arvi Jonarth, Jia Zhao, and Michael Felsberg.
Paper abstract:
Coverage path planning is the problem of finding the shortest path that covers the entire free space of a given confined area, with applications ranging from robotic lawn mowing and vacuum cleaning, to demining and search and rescue tasks. While offline methods can find provably complete, and in some cases optimal, paths for known environments, their value is limited in online scenarios where the environment is not known beforehand, especially in the presence of non-static obstacles. We propose an end-to-end reinforcement learning-based approach in continuous state and action space for the online coverage path planning problem that can handle unknown environments. We construct the observation space from both global maps and local sensory inputs, allowing the agent to plan a long-term path and simultaneously act on short-term obstacle detections. To account for large-scale environments, we propose to use a multi-scale map input representation. Furthermore, we propose a novel total variation reward term for eliminating thin strips of uncovered space in the learned path. To validate the effectiveness of our approach, we perform extensive experiments in simulation with a distance sensor, surpassing the performance of a recent reinforcement learning-based approach.
I think this is a cool paper. What do you think? Now let's hear paper number 7.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Silvan Kalanon, IDF Research Institute.
Paper title:
Whole Body Exploration with a Manipulator Using Heat Equation.
Authored by
Kem Bilalaglu, Tobias Lowe, and Silvan Kalanon.
Paper abstract:
This paper presents a whole-body robot control method for exploring and probing a given region of interest. The ergodic control formalism behind such an exploration behavior consists of matching the time average statistics of a robot trajectory with the spatial statistics of the target distribution. Most existing ergodic control approaches assume the robot/sensors as individual point agents moving in space. We introduce an approach exploiting multiple kinematically constrained agents on the whole body of a robotic manipulator, where a consensus among the agents is found for generating control actions. To do so, we exploit an existing ergodic control formulation called heat equation-driven area coverage, HEDAC, combining local and global exploration on a potential field resulting from heat diffusion. Our approach extends HEDAC to applications where robots have multiple sensors on the whole body, such as tactile skin, and use all sensors to optimally explore the given region. We show that our approach increases the exploration performance in terms of ergodicity and scales well to real-world problems using agents distributed on multiple robot links. We compare our method with HEDAC in kinematic simulation and demonstrate the applicability of an online exploration task with a 7-axis Franca Emica robot.
What an interesting paper. Now let's hear paper number 8.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Volker Kruger, Lund University.
Paper title:
Skiros 2, a skill-based robot control platform for ROS.
Authored by
Matthias Mayer, Francesco Rovida, and Volker Kruger.
Paper abstract:
The need for autonomous robot systems in both the service and the industrial domain is larger than ever. In the latter, the transition to small batches or even batch size 1 in production created a need for robot control system architectures that can provide the required flexibility. Such architectures must not only have a sufficient knowledge integration framework. It must also support autonomous mission execution and allow for interchangeability and interoperability between different tasks and robot systems. We introduce Skiros 2, a skill-based robot control platform on top of ROS. Skiros 2 proposes a layered, hybrid control structure for automated task planning and reactive execution, supported by a knowledge base for reasoning about the world state and entities. The scheduling formulation builds on the extended behavior tree model that merges task-level planning and execution. This allows for a high degree of modularity and a fast reaction to changes in the environment. The skill formulation based on pre, hold and post conditions allows to organize robot programs and to compose diverse skills reaching from perception to low-level control and the incorporation of external tools. We relate Skiros 2 to the field and outline 3 example use cases that cover task planning, reasoning, multisensory input, integration in a manufacturing execution system, and reinforcement learning.
What an interesting paper. Now let's hear paper number 9.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Mark Toussaint, Professor of Computer Science, University of Stuttgart, Germany.
Paper title:
Spatial Reasoning via Deep Vision Models for Robotic Sequential Manipulation.
Authored by
Hung-Ayu Zhou, Ingmar Fabian Schubert, Mark Toussaint, and Oscar S. Ogas.
Paper abstract:
In this paper, we propose using deep neural architectures, i.e., vision transformers and ResNet, as heuristics for sequential decision-making in robotic manipulation problems. This formulation enables predicting the subset of objects that are relevant for completing a task. Such problems are often addressed by task and motion planning, TAMP, formulations combining symbolic reasoning and continuous motion planning. In essence, The action-object relationships are resolved for discrete, symbolic decisions that are used to solve manipulation motions, for example, via nonlinear trajectory optimization. However, solving long-horizon tasks requires consideration of all possible action-object combinations, which limits the scalability of TAMP approaches. To overcome this combinatorial complexity, we introduce a visual perception module integrated with a TAMP solver. Given a task and an initial image of the scene, the learned model outputs the relevancy of objects to accomplish the task. By incorporating the predictions of the model into a TAMP formulation as a heuristic, the size of the search space is significantly reduced. Results show that our framework finds feasible solutions more efficiently when compared to a state-of-the-art TAMP solver.
Do you like this paper? I like it a lot. Now let's hear paper number 10. This paper was selected because it is authored by Sebastian Shearer, Associate Research Professor, Carnegie Mellon University.
Paper title:
Image-Based Visual Servo Control for Aerial Manipulation Using a Fully Actuated UAV.
Authored by
Guanqi He, Yash Jangir, Junyi Gang, Mohamed Reza Musa'e, Dongwei Bei, and Sebastian Shearer.
Paper abstract:
Using unmanned aerial vehicles, UAVs, to perform high-altitude manipulation tasks beyond just passive visual application can reduce the time, cost, and risk of human workers. Prior research on aerial manipulation has relied on either ground truth state estimate or GPS/total station with some simultaneous localization and mapping, SLAM, algorithms, which may not be practical for many applications close to infrastructure with degraded GPS signal or featureless environments. Visual servo can avoid the need to estimate robot pose. Existing works on visual servo for aerial manipulation either address solely end effector position control or rely on precise velocity measurement and predefined visual marker with known pattern. Furthermore, most of previous work used under actuated UAVs, resulting in complicated mechanical and hence control design for the end effector. This paper develops an image-based visual servo control strategy for bridge maintenance using a fully actuated UAV. The main components are, 1, a visual line detection and tracking system, 2, a hybrid impedance force and motion control system. Our approach does not rely on either robot pose/velocity estimation from an external localization system or predefined visual markers. The complexity of the mechanical system and controller architecture is also minimized due to the fully actuated nature. Experiments show that the system can effectively execute motion tracking and force holding using only the visual guidance for the bridge painting. To the best of our knowledge, this is one of the first studies on aerial manipulation using visual servo that is capable of achieving both motion and force control without the need of external pose/velocity information or predefined visual guidance.
Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 11. This paper was selected because it is authored by Stephen L. Smith, Associate Professor of Electrical and Computer Engineering, University of Waterloo.
Paper title:
On the Impact of Interruptions During Multi-Robot Supervision Tasks.
Authored by
Abhinav Dahiya, Yifan Kai, Oliver Schneider, and Stephen L. Smith.
Paper abstract:
Human supervisors in multi-robot systems are primarily responsible for monitoring robots, but can also be assigned with secondary tasks. These tasks can act as interruptions and can be categorized as either intrinsic, i.e., being directly related to the monitoring task, or extrinsic, i.e., being unrelated. In this paper, we investigate the impact of these two types of interruptions through a user study, N equals 39, where participants monitor a number of remote mobile robots while intermittently being interrupted by either a robot fault correction task, intrinsic, or a messaging task, extrinsic. We find that task performance of participants does not change significantly with the interruptions but depends greatly on the number of robots. However, Interruptions result in an increase in perceived workload, and extrinsic interruptions have a more negative effect on workload across all NASA TLX scales. Participants also reported switching between extrinsic interruptions and the primary task to be more difficult compared to the intrinsic interruption case. Statistical significance of these results is confirmed using ANOVA and one sample t-test. These findings suggest that when deciding task assignment in such supervision systems, one should limit interruptions from secondary tasks, especially extrinsic ones, in order to limit user workload.
This is absolutely fantastic.